Brothers, I want to thank Kalal Lashon, Rabbi Yosef, Raphael, Al-Kulam. Anyway, I want to mention something very stark. Rabbi Chaim Motzer Weinkrantz told me, and Bodel Chaim Rav Matziano told me, Matziano is a little closer boy, he's a son-in-law of Chaim Alfred. He can learn Musa hours straight, same passage, without looking inside. That's the biggest knock. He's a holy person. Anyway, they both told me that going against your nature helps with the tachin. Sometimes people, the tachin ain't working, it is working, it's not working. Do something against your teva. It helps for the tachin. The sun. Dark is up. Go against your nature. Don't get angry. Do something that's not. I want to save someone's life. I was learning for an hour. I'd rather have six. A friend of mine's father. And I did it. I did something against something. I don't know what it was over there. But I was doing it for him. And I was breaking my neither, whatever. And he got better. Right afterwards, he tells me he got better. Like, that's the difference. When somebody goes, what's the story, no?
Fall down, right?
So the Eibishter hears everything. The Eibishter is, so the thing is this, the talking itself, one of the schools of talking, while you're working on the talking, you're breaking the needs. That forget about the talking. Just that you're working against the needs. A lot of people calling me, work on Betachon, it's not working, and they're nervous wreck because of the Betachon. I tell them, stop being involved Betachon, becoming a nervous wreck. Stop this Betachon business. Take ice cream. Don't bother me with Betachon. Relax. And that's good for Betachon. My Rebbe taught me this, Rabbi Zeh Schwartz. When you chill out, and you know, open a Blat Gemara, it's also Betachon. Sit and learn. Rabbi Shah Eisman learns Erevin in the middle of his whole mice. Ashrei Chilkei, what a Kiddush Hashem. Go learn Erevin, if you could. If you can't, take the Shah B'tochen. That's something you can't learn B'tochen either. What are you going to do? First of all, my favorite, Chizkia HaMelech almost became Mashiach. He was the one that said, Hashem, you got to take over. I can't even sing, I can't even, nothing, I'm not. When you're not capable, you can get the biggest yata d'shma. You have to be much of that. It's not a joke. When you're not capable of doing anything, then tell the Eibishter, I can't do nothing. Please do me a favor. I'll tell you, another zakhta works wonders. I have it. I just wrote this down. I have it more than once. Where I told the Eibishter, I stuck up for myself. It's half full of a fella. What was this? Now, I needed a ride, didn't go. Yeah. And I was harving on different midas I was involved. And I wasn't getting my ride. I said, Rebbeinu Shalom, look what I'm doing. I'm such a tzaddik. I harved so much, kach v'kach. Boom! The ride came on the spot. And I have a smach to that. Rabbi Gamliel got up. The Gemara Bar Metzia, Rabbi Gamliel got up. And Nachshon Shabiyam was about to he was in a ship. And suddenly a tidal wave came. And he knew the tidal wave was aiming at him. He got up on his feet. Then he said, hey, Mishter, when I shepherded Rabbi Yeshua, I did it. Lailach, my dear, see, I didn't do it for my covet. Not because Beis Abba, but I did it, whatever, L'shem Shemayim. He said that. The storm subsided on the spot. Stick up for yourself. I did this. I got my ride. I got a few of these. This one I happened to notice. Say something. Tell the Eibishter. Open your mouth. Say Eibishter. And don't be so putting yourself down. I'm not really so good. I can't say that. I'm not Roy. Stop the not Roy. Stop the not Roy. No more of that stuff. Shalai Lishma. So what? What's wrong with Shalai Lishma? It's great. So Shalai Lishma, it says before, it goes to limit. Or you should be in a much higher level. That's what I felt I could do. You know how much Shiva's damage it gives for every Ratzin? We have to have a lot of respect for the, our frustrations and our Ratzinus. They're Kodesh Kedoshim. I'll tell you, I shouldn't say this Barabbas. I've said it. Handle with care. Because you really got to be careful. Don't get near any kind of hate whatsoever. Sin is poison. That's a fact. I don't want to talk about it for our Olam. Rabbi Yeruchim used to talk about what a hate can do. It's not for us. The Eibishter does not want us talking that stuff. Rabbi Yeruchim was Rabbi Yeruchim. Not for us. However, before I say this, I got to tell you, chet's not a joke. But I do want to tell you something. I've wondered about this more than once. Who is more chashev in Shemaim? I heard already was more chashev. There are people out there who are naki menachet, no bittul teira. They're packing away, smooth. Everything goes. Whatever it is. Kina taiva kovet. This guy's pure gold. You think he's bigger than you? Oh no. And you're struggling. And you're not making it. You're bigger by far. But I think about it. I heard this from big people more than once. And I think Baruch Moshe Zrachi was one of them. I heard it in the Vardig. Now struggle, don't you dare look for struggles. I want to underline that before, if you happen to be having a struggle. This is a shtaka ha'ara. The man that goes his whole life. I know there's a bacha, a younger man who calls me up. He has things going on in his life that are not so kosher. And he has no control. Whatever reason. And it eats him up alive. I told myself, imagine how much nachas the Eibishter has from this poor guy that's being eaten up alive, that he can't help getting angry, let's say. Can't help it. He has a history. He ain't stopping him from getting nervous, getting angry, getting a little mean. Whatever it is, that's all they give me. Look, I'm going to be mavazing myself Barabbas now. Look what a low opinion my chaver have of me. I was expecting till here, overflowing. Chamisha Asabav is coming. Let's come on. What I have to go through. But the last time it was worse. They gave me 9% alcohol. That's what you think of me? 9% alcohol. Some wine. 9%. A chutzpah. Chutzpah yaski. This third generation is really falling. No respect. A guy like me, give me a 9 or 9 cigar. I once said that. That a parent got me a 9 or 9 cigar. You know what that is? Moonshine? What is it called? You know what that is? A friend of mine once drank that. He was a cool guy, my friend. He was drinking it. They spilled some on a plate. He took a match, boom, and the fire went up. He said, that's what you just drank. You know what that is? That's real. So I once talked big. So for a Shlachmanu's present, one of the parents gave me one of those. By the way, that year, I was heavy drinking. First, I'm a big Baba talking. You know, Rebbe, what are you doing? You get into trouble. And nowadays, you know, you do those things in front of kids. And I hold just the opposite. I laugh at the world. The kids liked it. I teach 9-year-old kids. And they see Rebbe every day. He's drinking now Jack and now Johnny. Now this guy. Now he's drinking. As boys, if everybody's good, the Rebbe's going to drink some schnapps. Boy, were they good. And then Rebbe's going to take a walk. Boom, 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 boom. Down. And I start to I'm seeing triple. And the kids are rolling. 9-year-old kids love that. My Rebbe got drunk. My Rebbe got drunk. So I entertained them that year. I was into this stuff. And guess what? I'm not doing it again. You know why? Listen to this one. First of all, I'm PTA. What are the parents going to tell me? The Rebbe, oh, you got the shikr, Rabbi Mendel. Oh, He drinks a lot, doesn't he? Yeah. He's a heavy drinker. Are you sure you should be in the business? I think I'm the best guy for the business is the guy that drinks a little. So a lot of these rebbes need to drink for their sanity. You have to deal with such biyazki dicker kids, you know. It's a different door. What's this? Oh, thank you so much. Look at this. See what's going on? Hey, Bishter. Thank you. You're the Shliach Hashem. See? All the way, right? Oh, look at this. A yid comes from Muncie. How did this happen? And he... What? Someone dropped. You see what's going on here? I needed this thing. The Eibishter helps me. And he's a chashev shliach from Muncie. And now we're going to get me anchored. Like, nope. Now we're going to hear me. I mean, these guys are going to hear me anyway. So on PTA, I believe I'm not in this boat. What the parents are going to say, I'm not in this boat for nothing. Punk faket. I always hold punk faket. I make my shtick. I do other stuff I don't want to talk about in public. The school knows about it. It's fine. But I'm not saying anything. I do some unorthodox things. As a Rebbe, I'm not curious about the rules. Sometimes the rules are, it's not child. I'm not talking about the school. I'm talking about Bachal. Anyway, so I left, and sure enough, a parent tells me in PTA, Rabbi Mandel, I want to thank you for being an educator who has taught the children when young how to drink in moderation. That's a, you hear that? I came out ahead. I'm a Gatsa Machanach and had a drink. By the way, my Shver used to come in and he used to ask, Viz the Mashke! My Shver was a good old from Munkach, a European Jew. Viz the Mashke! Vikanzan a Yiddish deep un Mash. How could it be a Jewish house? Doesn't have any schnapps. What's going on here? You guys okay? That's how my Shver used to come in. He was okay. And he used to tell me, to Gemara, Rava said, Chamra v'rechne pakhin. Rabbi Miller speaks about it. Want to make kids smart? Give them some wine. Okay, Rabbi Yitzhak? I just became X-rated. That's official. You heard what Mandel said? He's telling all the kids to drink wine. You're finished. There's thousands of people listening. It's all Rabbi Mandel's fault. I told you, you're not supposed to hear this stuff. Rabbi Mandel is in his own world. Do I hear what you're thinking? I'm joking. Anyway, but Chamba Vrechne Pachin, the Gemara says, Zucht Rabbi Miller, when the Ravala needed a boost to learn a little more Gishmak, so his mother says, come here, Ravala, let me give you some wine, let me give you some hadasim to smell, Chamba Vrechne, and that'll sharpen you up. You hear that? So all those kids, you have trouble with your kids, we're going to change the system right now. For all those people who are struggling, next time I get phone calls, my child isn't up to par, give him schnapps. What's the matter with you? So Gemara, give him schnapps, solve all your problems. That's what I do for me. Solve all my problems. So drink your trouble away. Chaim! Now I'm going to tell you. Now, Purim time. You know what I do in Purim? I'm going to tell all my secrets. I hope there's no parents or kids in my class here now. How are you guys doing? Pleasure to see you. You know what I do? I daven that the drink, Rabbi Yisrael, Chamishos and Beshvat, Be'ov. See that? A little wine does the job. Chamishos and Be'ov. I will be zeich all the shidduchim. They're all getting married. No matter what, they are all getting married now. Amen. The best shidduchim live happily ever after. Amen. Thinking of you, I'm thinking of a lot of guys. A lot of all kinds. Everybody and the Shalom Bayis should improve. It's some more. See? Amen. All my heavy drinkers, I'm proud of my olam. You see, every chassidus has its thing. Some chassidim dance, some see them daven loud yishmak, some see them learn a lot, some see them do a lot of chesed. This chesed is drinks. That's our thing. with big drinkers. That's what we're all about. You want to join us? Come, enjoy, drink your troubles away. Get rid of all your problems. Shake up his lamashka. Forget, that's called betochen, by the way. When you laugh at a matzah, take a drink, drink a lachaim, enjoy yourself. Oh, do all these stupid daigas. It's waste of energy. You need daigas, daigas. What else? What else is new? Oh, let's have some more worries. I didn't worry too much today. I gotta do tshuva. Some people think it's a mitzvah to worry. You think it's a joke. You know keiches ha-nefesh? I'm telling you, they think it's a mitzvah to worry. They feel uncomfortable. You're nothing. You're not worried about anything. This is no good. That's not what life's all about. You know, you ever hear these guys kvetching? Oh, so much tzaras going on. The Avisha should help us. You know, all these levayas. The Avisha should help us from all our tzaras and all. What? You know how much good stuff? All these healthy stomachs are sitting right all over the place. Healthy hearts, healthy stomachs, healthy minds. B'nei Torah, tzaddikim, gesund. And so many happily married people. And so many, Baruch Hashem, not married people. I'm joking. Now, Chaim Zalbaba says, you got to be happy the way it is. Anyway. But, guess what happened? That on Purim, I found out what, and now I'm going to tell you what I do on Purim. First, let me tell you what happened. That Purim, that year that I was into drinking, right? Guess what I got for Shlachmana's presents? I don't think I got a penny. Usually I get, you know, they send me the check, you know. Where's the check? They come to Shlachmanis, standing in line. Where's the check? Let's get to the point. Where's the check? Well, 1 second. Let me see how much it is. I said, oh, that's what you're giving? That's nice. Reb Gershon once did that as a prop. Somebody once gave a check. A Gevir gave a check. Reb Gershon was laying down. And he said in front of her, oh, he gave a nice check, Rabbi Yisrael. He gave, and he said exactly what he gave. Yes, it was all right. Anyway, that year, there were no checks. There were bottles and bottles and bottles. Every parent came with a fancy bottle of wine. What are we going to do with me? Who wants it? Oh. So that was the last time I got involved in drinking. And one of the parents gave me a moonshine. Oh, boy. That is unforgettable. You know what that is? Not an antiga? You want to drink alcohol? It's levity. Anyway. But since then, this is one of my secrets. I get a pretty penny. If I was good with the kids, not good, it's not the gay. Says, Avishta, I need money. I don't speak to the parents. Avishta, they're coming now. I need lots of money. And I always get it. I get loads of money. I go through any shape. So, somebody somehow, when he had Mandela as a Rebbe, how come I gave him so much? I'm behind that. I daven. I want a lot of money, you guys. Let's go. I don't always do that to parents. I need from them, I'll give somewhere else. There's one Abishta. You have to run if sometime. It's a schuss for them to give me. Gracious schuss. Anyway, so what did he say? If you work on your midos, it's a schuss. It's a schuss, you should know. It gets you betochen. When you go against your nature, your midas abetochen flourishes. It works better. I heard this from Rabbi Chaim, Ort Chai Weinkrins, Chusi Yogan Aleinu Amen. He was a tzaddik, a malach alikin. He was the mechanech. He was the reish, bezin from the Vardig. He was a balroch hakodesh, big time. And he said this to me. Work on your midos. It helps for betochen. You know, people that call me up with betochen. Really, don't. I want this to get better. I want it. Now look. Some people can't help that. They shouldn't feel bad. It's a big tikkun. They should feel very good that they're nervous. Nervous people ain't a ray of Pnei Gehenna. Whoever's nervous, be happy. Ain't a ray of Pnei Gehenna. If you're a nervous type, thank Hashem a million times. You're on medication? What do you need medication for? Stay nervous. I'm a nervous type. We have a shita. We're not against atzvos. I told you that. We're not against... Okay, I don't want to start up with breslov. I happen to love them. In fact, I was at a chaslin recently. Half the chaslin were breslov to see them. And we had a ball together. I get along well with them. In fact, you know, in the Vardig, they used to, and the best, they used to wander in the forest. They used to bump into each other. Oh, you're a best of, oh, you're a Vardig. They're both into the forest. They're similar. But best of us are in Simcha. We are in Atzvus. That's our big thing. Who's the saddest guy around? By us, that's a hush of a thing. Let's get sad, boys. Let's go. I'm getting out. My wife, I just ordered some pro-depressant pills. Let's get depressed. We believe in being depressed. I want to tell you something. That's a nasty thing. It really is. I've heard this many times. They say to Barabbas, they say, and a lot of big people said it, a person's face is a reshus harabim. Do you know how many people that killed? Who aren't so smiley. They just, now, it may have helped a lot of people. I'm not against that, for sure not. But a lot of people, it's not healthy to hear that. Your face is just, so I'm not such a smiley guy. Leave me alone. And you're messing up everybody because they see you. You have that angry look. Some people, they have it. They're Yerish. It's 200 years. They were kids. They shepherded them. They're not such smiley guys. Leave them alone. That's the way he is. They'll try. Let's try. Let's work on it. If we go to Kelm, Kelm is, we're very big into that. Save upon him, Yafis. Everybody was into that. The smile is Kedish Kedoshim. Moshe Schwab worked hard on his smile. It's Kedai to work on it and get it. Adarabba, work. But let's say it's not. You can't work. Leave me alone. I'm an American. I have to go to work. Now you got a little smile business. Seriously. It makes them tight and sugar. They're not allowed to hear that. A smile is Rishus Aram, and he's a Bar Rishus Aram. He's mazik everybody, getting everyone depressed. Look how depressed he looks, and everybody gets depressed when he sees it. You're making everyone else depressed. So that's why I'm saying again, we hold from depression. Atzvus is our thing. It's fine. And you're allowed to be nervous. It's great. Be nervous. You know how many people call me up? I'm so nervous. I don't know what to do about it. I says, you're nervous because you're nervous. And you're depressed because you're depressed. So be depressed. So what? Leiv nishba v'nit keli kim leisivze. You know how many tikkunim you have because you're a depressive type of person? You should thank Hashem day and night for making me that type. Now, I still recommend try to work on simcha. I mean, and still don't work too hard to get more depressed. I mean, but I'm just saying, it's kedai to hear this. There's another thing where people suffer because they're sloppy. They suffer. The ladies, listen to me. I'm not such an expert in ladies. I don't even know the men. I'm going to know the ladies too. I have to know myself. That's the only one I'm really interested in knowing. Very important to know yourself. But I'm going to tell you, I'm telling you, right? Ladies, an American lady has shrekless oppression. American women are not allowed to get old. Neither are the men. The first white beard, what you do, you had a big Nisayan in the first white hair. You're not allowed to pull it out. You know that. You know, Eva, so much geva. You know, ladies are allowed to do that, pull out the white hairs. Out of the shekel, I don't know. Ladies have no problem. Just get that black shekel and no one knows what's going on underneath. You're getting gray, you look, and the world thinks, oh, how do you keep so young? All her peklos are under the shetel. It's good and white, way before her time. Because, by the way, part of her pekel is not her kids and her husband, and panasa. Part of her pekel is looking good. That's a big pekel for an American woman. You know what a stress it is to look good? You're out of your mind. You have to look at 95, you can't gain one inch. You're not allowed to do that. No. No eating. So, no. Anyway, it's a hard life. That's one thing the ladies have a big pressure on. But I'll tell you something much worse than that, in my not so humble opinion. The house. How does it look? Ladies go crazy. Oh. Somebody walks in and there's something on the floor and it looks like it's flying. It's like, this is flying, that's flying. And, there's chair, overturned chair. Oh, people saw my house. Oh, no, please don't let anybody in my house. My house. No, not my house, my house, my house. That cooking is also a big thing for ladies. Oh, You have to. I've seen my rabbeim compliment their wives about their food. I do it all the time. My wife knows. She is the official best cook in Lakewood. I said that. I still do it, and she still likes it. And she still believes me. She still believes me. I take triples. I promise you, this is true. I'm not joking. Chalant, my wife chalant, triples. Beshita. I never, ever, ever, ever eat chalant at any kiddush. Never. I'll eat the, I eat Jack. I take care of myself. But no chalant. Not me. And I'm more vocal about it. And my wife knows what I say in public. No, I prefer, I need room for more white chalant. She has the best chalant in town. And I want to have as much as possible of my wife's chalant. I say it, I'm open about that. I eat only my wife's chalant. She knows it. When guests come in, I tell whoever's sitting there, oh, you have something, you have 2 spoons of my wife's chalant. And for the rest of your life, you're a different person. My wife's chalant is very holy. I'll tell you a story. There was an old man and an old woman. I heard this from Mekubal, Neretz Yisrael. And they were in Hebron. And when the Arabs did the Shechita, and they said, the Arab says, points to his throat. He said, we're coming up. We're killing you, both of you guys. They're looking out the window up on the top floor over there in a building. And the Arabs are going around with their knives, killing everybody. Asmana Litzlan killed the Chevron and Yeshiva. A terrible story. And then they point, we're coming up to kill you guys. And there's an old Yid and his old wife. They said, what are we going to do? It's Shabbos afternoon. Let's hop around one mitzvah. And they both ate chalant. Isn't that a story? Chalant is holy stuff. Enjoy your chalant. You got a mitzvah. Anyway, so I mentioned stick up for yourself. It's going to help Rabban Gamliel. It helped Rabban Mandel. It helped me. I'm standing by the bus station. I needed a bus. Abish, do you know how much I worked on myself today, my midas? I thought I did, and I failed. I exploded anyway, despite whatever I did. I don't even remember. But I was working on something, on my midas. I spent the whole day working on my midas. As soon as I said it, boom, the bus came, and here you are. And it took me right where I wanted to go. It was perfect. So stick up for yourself throughout your life. And the Sanusa shows Chari ben Avkulis was Machiv the Beis HaMikdash. Now I got to tell you, And the Sanusa Gedalia Manachikam, Machiv the Beis HaMikdash. And then last but not least, the Ran, that they weren't Machiv the Torah, Shalei Baruchu B'Torah Tchila. When you make a bracha on Torah, that means you're Machiv, you're learning. They didn't make a bracha means they weren't Machiv their own Torah. You know what Nelson said about a guy? Was not much. The guy learns 3 Sdarim a day. He learns 18 hours a day. You know what the Mashkir said about him? He's not Mashkir for learning. He's an Amoritz. Mayahana li Rabbanan. You know what an Amoritz is? Amoritz is a guy who says, what are you guys learning for? Who needs learning? He's such a Bechina. It's true. You learned. Wow. Now there's somebody who has a whole shmooz. For one pasuk, you have to say a whole bracha. Bracha li kenu shabbat l'chafum. After one pasuk of Torah is nerdy. Respect your Torah. They didn't respect the Torah. Torah didn't help them. Torah don't like that. Hey, you learned me. Why did you respect that? And respect it so they had other Averis. And Torah usually is matzel. Torah can save your life. I'll tell you a story. The Altman Slabotka. Somebody was sick. In his yeshiva. He was more dead than alive. This is not a known story. I saw it in a sefer many years ago. And this Talmud was more dead than alive. And a certain doctor, a frum doctor, came to look at him. And he said, this man's dead. He's barely like... So the Yalta was all... It was Thursday night. He says, tomorrow morning, we are going to learn extra hair power. And he brought a meister with the Taz. Famous story with the Taz. Reb Chaim Volozhin brings down the story in Ruach Chaim, I believe. The Taz, a woman's child, was dying. When she ran to the Taz says, what do you want from me? He wasn't a Rebbe. He wasn't Mandel, the big Rebbe. They go to Mandel, you know, before they before they say vidui, they run to me. Mandel will make a tzias amesim. I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding. You have no idea. The worst cases come to me. When it's Lamat, Mandel will do something. Somebody told me to come to you. Oh, really? The guy just, you know, I don't want to talk. It's beyond repair. From long. The guy is way overboard. It's not happening. Mandel. Mandel's a Bamajus. Look at they think of me. They hold up the biggest Bamajus. By the way, I once saw a younger man, a Swedish younger man, came to my school, YTT, and he told me he came from Williamsburg. His father was a Swedish Rebbe who specialized in beyond Yiddish cases. Isn't that something? Give me a beyond Yiddish. I'll fix him up. His father was a Rebbe, Swedish Rebbe. Give me a case that's lost. Watch. I'll straighten out the whole business. That's something. Anyway. So, Hakol Yocho. So, where am I up to? You got to remind me. Rataz. So, Rataz says, what do you want from me? I'm not a Rebbe. I'm not Mandel. I'm joking. Rataz didn't say that. I know how to learn. Rataz, you know, either you learn. I say like this. I like to be called the Rebbe. All my Hasidim, I call them the Rav. I respect them all. You're the Rav. They call me the Rav. Don't call me the Rav. You're the Rav. I'm the Rebbe. Why? The Rav. You can paskin the Shilas. You be the Rav. The Rebbe gets the money. And the Vaila, you know what they're doing? They kiss me over here. Here, nothing. Here, they kiss me. I'm joking. They give me money too. I'm loaded. I'm a righteous Seder. So, anyway. Chaim Tan Lusham. All those Shidduchim. Chamishos Abahov. We're going to have Yeshuas. Amen. God's call, Israel. It's a time of things going upward. We're on the way to Elul. And let's enjoy Elul, the most delicious. The Chavetz Chaim, there's a holy man. He's upstairs right here. He's my son-in-law. His name is Moshe Mark. He's one of Gedolei Torah Yerushalayim. He's a Gedolei Torah, my son-in-law. Even if he wouldn't be my son-in-law, he'd be great. And now he's my son-in-law also. He doesn't hear, it's fine. But he told me, he's a real tzaddik. He told me a maisa, and he says a maisa, it's real. Somebody got up, and he was giving a drosha. Oh, it's so hard to do tshuva. It's so hard. Chavetz Chaim heard what he said. He gave a bang on the table, and he said, it's not true. It's easy to do tshuva. Chavetz Chaim! Stop, it's so hard, it's so hard. You know, in the Varnik, I once fell into something not so, you know, I wasn't so perfect. And I did tshuva, and they talked to me like, oh, you did tshuva, it's over. What about charata, ziva, sachek, did you go to Ishaq tshuva? Nah, you did tshuva, goodbye. You know, a friend of mine got divorced, and he told me, and it reminds me of that. He told me the process, how he got divorced. There are two witnesses over there. Before you say Adis, before you gave the get. So the witnesses have to say, have to watch what he's doing. And before you're a witness, you have to do tshuva. So the dying says, okay, do tshuva. So the two witnesses go like this. Okay, ready to go. He says funny things. Oh, tshuva, it's done. Yeah, I did tshuva. Mm-hmm. It's done. By the way, before you make kiddush, I think it's an inyan do tshuva, no? So you do tshuva. It's done. It kind of is not that complicated doing tshuva. It's takanah. And I was told by my Rebbe, Rebbe Isa, as long as you're on the road, you're getting, that's enough. And he lived a life. Should have a lichtig on Eden, be a melech, yosha for all of us. Get your dukkim. We should have much more betachin, we'll get it all. Betachin is the sweetest thing. Anyway, he told me, as long as you're Isaac in tshuva. Now his wife told me this, he told me himself. When he's sick, something goes wrong, he once fell, and his nose is bleeding terribly. And the family's going, wow, Hatzola, you got the emergency room. It wasn't easy. So, he said, hey, don't, give me some cotton. I'm gonna take care of this myself. He disappeared for 2 weeks, and he figured out what he did wrong that caused that. That's the way he functioned. His wife told me within a day, he does tshuva, he gets sick, Oh, that's because it is. That's true. And within a day, he's cured. He lived his life. I had a mitzvah like that myself. Wait, let's do tshuva. Tshuva is exciting. The first tshuva is betachem. Just have betachem. Don't give me this tshuva business. I've heard that many, many times. Just do betachem means you're coming back to Hashem. Ram Chal says that. Betachem means you're coming back to Hashem. It's tshuva. You're close to Him. It's done. Forget it. The schus of betachem is number one. But it's very exciting. I'm serious. Very exciting doing tshuva. It's so much fun. And it happened to me. I had to learn a little most of the things that we decided was the problem. And I once heard, it doesn't even matter what you pick, even if you pick the wrong thing. But do something very, that's a little hard for you, and boom. But Rabbi also once told me, some people would rather be sick than do tshuva. Do tshuva can be difficult. Okay, anyway. But here goes. I'm going to say something. Here we go. We're getting into trouble again. I love trouble. It's a lot of fun. I'm going to say something that I shouldn't say. You ready? I propose. They're all talking about doing tshuva because of what's happening lately. Let's get into it. Now, first, I'm going to say my thing. I come from Nevada. Where I come from, this is what they do. An hour a day throughout the world, every Jewish person tshuva. Special tshuva session. An hour. Now, you need professionals. I do want to tell you, there's so much kaifas in Klal Yisrael. There are people I've spoken to through the years who have turned around their lives, even without me. And to me, that was a big chiddush. How can you do that without me? But actually, the people who actually... Come inside, Chevra. Yeah, let's move the table. Come inside. Let him in. Come on, we have a big oilam here. We have to... one second. Did you see what I just said now? The guy's on Torah anytime. We have a big oilam. Let's push back that Ebba. Ebba's getting an island. Let's go push back the table. Okay. You guys, will you please give out my betachem weeklies? We have tons of them. Do me a favor. You all give them out. Whoever gives out at least 5 betachem weeklies, I'm aftichem. Kol tovsela. It works. Anyway. Give your friends. So you're afraid of bezyanus? What are you scared of? Give out. If they see you giving out betachem weekly, you're not getting bazillions. That's a covered. Anyway. What? Give out more. Get some more people. Hey, would you want one of these? For every rejection? Oh, that's delicious. You know what somebody did? You know what somebody told me? A younger man called me up. A younger man, in 3 months, I don't recognize the guy. He calls me up. When I first met him, he was very insecure. He went through a lot in his life. Horrible story. His whole history is, you don't want to hear it, it's Tisha B'Av. It's a holocaust. With the family, the man went through. Anyway, he comes over to me. He's a total new person. I says, what happened to you? He's talking Yishmak and Lebedik. In a few months, he says, I listen to you twice a week. He listens to my English thing, this he listens to. And he's got it into his head not to be afraid of people. And therefore, he does things. He says hello to people in the street that he knows will not answer him, and he couldn't care less because I'm not scared of you. Now, you people don't like rejection. And this guy figured out the reason why you don't say hello to someone who won't answer you, because you'll feel stupid. But you don't feel stupid if there's no people. People don't count. This guy does it regularly, and he loves doing it. He says hello to everybody. Does probably like that one. Do it. Do it. Train yourself. Don't be afraid of a human being. And he told me the toilet business did wonders for him. When I told him, Yeshaya Novi said, a human being goes to the toilet. What are you scared of? He said, oh, they smell, these guys. Well, a human being, he's God. Well, you dang a cup. So he said that helped him a lot. Every time he sees people, he sees toilets all over. And he loses all his fear. It changed his life. This guy's very good. And he tells it to all his friends. And it's working wonders. And one of the big things is, don't be afraid of rejection. When I go to a chasan, I stretch my hand out. Come, want to join the circle? I know the guy's going to say no. And I do it anyway. So he leaves my hand hanging. So, okay, my hand's hanging. Who cares? If my hand's with anything, did I do an aveira though? Bezyanus, not bezyanus. Well, sometimes I say hello to somebody who doesn't see me. And my hand is stretched out. I say shalom aleichem. And it's stuck in the middle. And people see my hand. So I do that purposely as a prop. So I say, I say Mazel Tov and the guy don't hear me. And I'm talking to the wall. So what? Do it! Do as much as you can. Train yourself. Don't be afraid of human beings. This guy is such a happy guy. He's on the phone now with me. I can't believe he's the same person. He's done extensive. By the way, one of the things he did was, which I recommend, is he has a friend who pushes him. That is gold! Get yourself Kinei L'Chachomer! Who pushes him. He tells him all the time, you could do it. No, you could do it. You could do it. He, day and night, he's not afraid of his neighbors anymore. Here's one of these guys who had serious, serious psychological problems. He goes to a therapist. Without a it's a shrek, what he's been through. And the guy, he was afraid to open up to the therapist. Because he's so... therapists. And now, thanks to Mandel, he's not scared of therapists. So he goes to the therapist and says what he wants. And he's such a holy person. This guy's one of the most chashuv people I ever came across. And when I first saw him, he's two different people in just a few months. He turns his life. He also does Hatovah B'Malkam HaKpada. He has a guy that didn't speak to him for 10 years. He bought him a big, huge gift. He brought it to his house. There goes that. He takes me very serious. And his whole life turned around. Anyway, let's get back to tshuva. So tshuva is like this. You see, 1 hour. 1 hour. Tshuva. This is the Vardig treatment. You don't have to join the Vardig. It's fine. But this is what we're all about. Workshops. Do you know how much people, I'm responsible. Yugman is Kass. He had a history. A lot of these people have baggage from way back. The parents, there's all kinds of. And today, his wife is dancing on the roof from Simcha. She never thought it could ever happen. The guy lost his Kass completely, thanks to Mandel. Then I have guys with Taiva issues. Gone. Used to have Taiva issues. No more! You can do anything. Now, I do a little bit of this. But I want to make a massive, let's get together. The whole Klal Yisrael to do tshuva! 1 hour a day! If you put it out, I don't have time. You have time to go to the hospital? You have time for things to fall in on top of you? You have time for who knows what? When you do tshuva, you invite rachamim. You invite such good stuff in your life. You make a kvias. Officially, 1 full hour. You may not have to do it permanently, but at least for a month or two. You are getting angry all the time. You want to stay like that? The next world, Shabbat Chaim says, the worst part of the next world is, look what you look like. You still have that. The jealousy is all over the place. They see it in the next world. You know, the next world, everybody watches you. You know that? All your relatives? And the relatives that you never met, they're all looking at you. And they say, The embarrassment is shalaynei vaysh. Leni kolayn. And they see the good part. You know, when you overcame something, they're all pointing at you. That person overcame his bad mida. If you spent a lifetime working on Kass, and you got nowhere, you're even bigger. From Tzaira Agra. As long as you work. You worked on your midos. You're a bomb up there. They eat you up alive. You go to the biggest Olam Haba, succeeding, not succeeding. But if we there's so much manpower. I know the Yidl. There's ladies that are crazy. Iskabit, the ladies. Some, I don't know, they're very good. I knew somebody who used to work with that. Iskabit, the ladies. They don't get angry. They're good. They work themselves. There's a lot of these men, there's ladies all over Klal Yisrael who work on Kedusha. There's guys, Kedusha. Okay, listen to this one. I asked the boys in my class many times. I speak in the summertime, I speak about Kedusha. See, you know, you go on a street where you're not supposed to go, Rosh Mikre, even if you don't look, Gemara Bava Basra. Don't keep away from those streets, that little 9-year-old kid, they gotta hear it. Well, the reason why I say it to them is because any kid that goes to camp has such chusam toshamayim for every minute that he's sitting there. Reb Gershon used to go Meshuggah. At the summertime, he said, I don't care, you don't learn a word. He used to say, Naifish! Avalai Chayfish. Rest up a little, but don't, you're not free from the Abish. you're going to run, he's right near Paris, you realize. It's a terrible Nisayan over there. Anyway, so he used to scream a lot. He used to scream, I want you guys all here. Don't budge from this place. It's a beautiful place where he lives, with trees and forests and everything. And then he had a pool over there. He put typhus in making guys happy. Keep them happy, kids, the counselors. Get brachas from all these counselors. The key I see in the summertime, a Rebbe in the summertime, has 1,000 times more mitzvahs than the wintertime. Look what the kid's not doing. So I make a big spiel out of this. The schusim, the kids don't chop. How much schusim you have? You're crazy. Why don't you sit down and thank Hashem all day that you're in a camp? That you're not! Who knows where? You know what Goyim are doing with themselves? We should Goyim. By the way, it might be a good guy. I was in Pennsylvania recently, and there's a guy at a taxi, the guy who took me there. I went to a camp. They wanted me to speak there over Shabbos. They brought me there to be here. By the way, at the end of the Shabbos, I had to speak for the Young Light. I had to speak for the little kids, the big kids. I was speaking on Shabbos here, there. I had a whole bunch of stuff. They used me. They wanted to hear Mandel. I said, Barabbam, Rabbi Sai, I spoke great. I'm not going to ask one of you how well I did. I'm not into that garbage. I know the truth. I'm Givaldic. And that's the end. I'm not interested in hearing your opinion. You start hearing your opinion. You know what that is? You become an evid to everybody's opinion. My young man, did I do good? Your wife goes, did they like you? Why are you dating a cop? You're working for the Rabbeinu Shalom. I tried. If they didn't like me, then I have 100 times more schar from Tyra Agra. Anyway. But, yeah, I don't like that stuff. I'll take care of it. I told my chassidim. Every chassidus has to spend time. Because a Rebbe is a tall order. You have to go to his tish. He tells you it's going to start at 12. And don't even dream of seeing the Rebbe before 2 in the morning. When everyone's half dead, then the Rebbe shows up. In fact, in my shul, I have a shul. And, you know me. He's one of my chashuva members. And Rabbi Avashavchik, he's the one that puts out this beautiful stuff. That Shai should get one. It's beautiful. Anyway, so when I come in time for davening, I apologize. I'm not really supposed to do this. I'm a Rebbe. That's a positive. You came in on time. I'm sorry. I'll try to do tshuva, but by mistake I came on time. That's supposed to be. I'm joking anyway. But where am I holding? So on the way to this place, this taxi driver was a shaker. Bob, nice guy. Nabachagai, the Shrek kind of life he has. And so Bob is talking to me. And Bob, he loves the Orthodox Jews. They're so... You blame them? Those holy Jews. He tells me this rabbi from Scranton, Rabbi Breslitz, is just sweetie, and Rabbi's fine. He's holy, holy. Who's not delicious from our island? I mean, those holy Jews... No matter where they are, they're Givaldi. Especially this Olam, by the way. And I'm also not bad. Don't leave me out. I'm also a God's finest guy. Anyway, but what I want to say. So he tells me about, first of all, the preachers is ridiculous. I mean, I didn't want to walk out there. I wanted to buy something, a snack. It's a 3-4 hour trip. I wanted to buy a snack in one of these stores. I says, you can't walk in there. It's what the preachers is beyond. It's just stay in your car and don't bother me so you don't get the snack. So anyway, then I found there was another place, a little not that bad. But anyway, but I saw it, a lot of preachers. Okay, now he's telling me there's a wall in a certain spot. You know why? Because people jump for suicide. It's a great place for suicide. So they had to build a wall because it's very tempting. Now, all these nayafim, these guys are running after that tivus, they end up taking a jump. That's what it's all about, you know. You see that? It's a sheker in the reglaim. So they had a building, he tells a story with Nebuchadnezzar. A woman was traumatized the rest of her life. A guy comes flying, boom, dead, right next to her, they killed her. But they pull the wall. And I heard on plenty of bridges, there's if you're about to jump, call so-and-so. It's a problem. Suicide, why not? Look, all the Arabs do it. Yeah, it's one of, suicide is one of the chashuva things to do. You know, there was a woman in the Pacific, her husband, an Oriental woman, Japanese, Chinese, I don't know, one of those. And her husband did something that wasn't so, we don't want to talk. And she decided, for that, you have to take action. She took her three kids, three little bubbies. She went into the Pacific Ocean, and she drowned herself with all the kids. And they gave her Levaya covered malachim, like the biggest tzaddikas. She did the right thing. You're supposed to jump in, get killed. That's the mahalach, you know. Kill yourself, whatever it is. By then, don't kill yourself. It's a machayim. But anyway, I asked the Yebusha to do me a favor. Lately, the mifsim are not as much as I want. I used to get 10 a day. This guy got a Yeshua, that guy got a... No, mifsim. I say, Yebusha, I need a mifsim. So I just said this yesterday morning. Last night, I got a phone call. This guy from Australia is not on speaking terms. For a year, every time this other guy sees him, he goes the other way. So I told him, and he says he eats him up. So I says, I try to give some musa. People aren't ready always how to work in these things. What are you going to do? So I says, okay, I'm giving you a bracha that you can have nisim and aflois quickly and smoothly. Culminated. Anyway, see, that was 2 weeks ago. I got a phone call last night. Mandel, you did it. The next day, this guy walked over to him, went out of his way to say Shalom Aleichem to him twice. The next day, and also his car had broken down and it wasn't starting for weeks, and suddenly it started moving. And another thing, he was having trouble with a tisfus. It wasn't going. Suddenly his head opened up. So he said, you said a lot of nisim? That was one story. Now I got another story. Listen to this. This fellow in Haifa is giving out my B'tachon weeklies, and he decided he's going to spend 300 shkolim. He's going to give the 300 shkolim. Hashem will take care of me to get some more B'tachon weeklies to give out. And the next day, he gets a check, 400 shkolim on the spot. Another guy calls me up from Australia, and he told me he wants the summer. The summer is a little bit not the way he likes it. You know, he needs, because he lives with all the kettle like together, and they were like this sardines. And he started, says, Avishta, I need this quiet place. And he started thinking, and we have someone here from Australia, by the way. And he started thinking, imagining himself in a beautiful garden like. He wants to sit and learn Geschmack, not to sit here like this. 2 weeks after he was dreaming that stuff, a friend of his, they're in the car together, giving me a ride. Friend says, you know, I live right next to a shul, and I have a house that's empty. I wish someone would use it. It's such a beautiful spot. There it is. He got it. He just had visions of it. Now listen to this one. This guy lost his job from Venezuela. A guy from Venezuela. They're calling me from all over the world. This guy from Venezuela. This happened about 10 years ago. The guy from Venezuela. He lost his job. This is a true story, by the way. I may make some changes, minor changes. So this guy lost his job. Now listen, it's a true story. He says the boss got a hold of him. He's been working for years and years. And his best relationship with the boss. And one day, the boss says, my dear friend, it's over. We had enough of you. No more. And he's going out of his mind. And he begged him, no. And he explained why. Because you do this wrong and that wrong. You're not bad, but we had enough of you. Say God. We're still best friends. Yes, but we just want to fire you. Otherwise, we're best friends. That part he didn't like. What do you mean, your best friend? No, I don't mean any bad. I just got to get rid of you. Otherwise, everything's fine. That's what he told him. So I says, okay, this is what you got to do. It's a true story. I told the guy, write down how he changed his mind. First, be machnia. Are you a wise guy to your boss? Like you own the world and you don't listen to him? I don't blame him. If you look down at people in a Vardy, you're having relationship problems, be machdia. They even tell you to do it to your kids. You know that? Watch out with that. I spoke to one of the kids of the one who told it to me. He said, easy. Don't be the kids. You know, Rabbeinu told it to me. And his son is a major Eved Hashem. He says, watch out with that. Don't just be machnia to your kids so fast. Watch out. But there is a vault like that. You gotta know what you're doing. I once spoke to Galinsky about it. Somebody here used to be very, I can tell you who it is, Reb Kalman Krov. He used to do these type of things, apologize to kids a lot. He was into that. And Reb Galinsky told me, Reb Kalman could do that. Not everybody. Some people, you can't, not everybody could go around being, oh, I'm so sorry, and I think you're right, blah, 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 the five-year-old schnook, and the father's apologizing. We have to be, show midos to kids. I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I say, you want to show midos to five-year-olds? Be busy over time, where you have no time for them. Don't eat them up so much. Watch out. Don't eat kids. A little bit. I hope they're not angry at me. I barely touched. I have a whole bunch of old chasana. If you notice, the house is super messy today. Oh, you didn't? They cleaned up. But I got a couple of my relatives here. And I love Dafka pick up those Eneklach. Not so fast. First, I want to know one thing. Do they need